The first palace at Knossos was a large structure with many rooms grouped around a rectangular courtyard. This design of rooms around a courtyard also occurs at other Cretan settlements at the same time. Because there was no one great population center in Crete, the geography did not permit it, but there were lots of relatively small palace-based settlements from one end of the island to another. Each was probably the administrative center of a small part of the island, a set, presumably, of competing small kingdoms. But Knossos soon became the major center of emerging Minoan civilization. The palace itself was an increasingly impressive structure, covering several acres, with the old central court becoming the focus, the center of the expanding complex. Soon, a second court lay to the west, the entire design being a one radiating from the central court. The palace itself was built of rubble, faced with ashlar, and reinforced with timber tie rods, as it were, to reinforce it against the frequent earthquakes in the island area. And despite these precautions, unfortunately, the first palace was destroyed by a large earthquake in about 1700 BC. As so often happens, the later palace was elaborated. It was a much more complex structure, of much the same basic construction, but this time the builders added an upper story, and they plastered the walls and painted them with lively scenes of ceremonies, of gods, of animals and bulls. There were human figures too, and they're mainly religious and ceremonial, including people bringing gifts to a goddess, and a famous scene of dancers leaping over a prancing bull. If you're interested in Minoan civilization, there is a book which, alas, is long out of print, but I'm going to mention it anyhow because you can sometimes find it in libraries and second-hand bookstores. A magnificent novel by an author named Mary Renault called The King Must Die. It is a reconstruction of the legend of Theseus and of bull dancing set in the context of a vibrant Minoan civilization. It is a wonderful read and a wonderful story and gives you an unparalleled sense of what perhaps Minoan civilization might have been like. And it's definitely background for understanding this picture of the dancers and the prancing bull, as if there was some ritual that was practiced that involved dancing or performing with a bull. Bulls are everywhere, is what Evans wrote in his diary about Minos. He found heads of them, depictions of them, paintings of them, models of them. And then one day in 1925, he was reading in bed, and suddenly there was a dull roar, and the ground began to shake. And he realized that what he was hearing was the primordial bull roaring under the floor of the palace. And perhaps this was the basis for all the bulls and the legend of the Minotaur who shook the earth. We do not know, but it's a nice story. Now, the palace at Knossos was much more than just a palace and a residence. Many of the ground floor rooms were storage compartments for such commodities as grain, beans, and olive oil. The palace was not only an important storage area, but a major distribution center for the trade and tribute upon which Minoan civilization depended. At the west end of the court was a series of religious chambers, among them a throne room complete with a gypsum throne, with the residential quarters on the other side of the building. As far as we can tell, Knossos was the principal palace among a network of palaces that controlled autonomous areas of the island. It was surrounded by a crowded town that covered some 185 acres.